Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. And says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Gerald Celente. Gerald is the director and the founder of the Trends Research Institute. Trendsresearch.com, is that right, Gerald? Did I say that right?
That's right.
So you can subscribe to the Trends Journal every month it comes out, and also all the books, including I don't know if you can still, is Trends 2000 still in print?
None of them are still available.
Folks, you can probably get a used one. You can't have mine because I'm telling you, it's a book of prophecy. If you could go through the book and see what Gerald said was going to happen, how many things have happened, it's frightening. It's one of the reasons why we still have him hanging out with us, because we want to know what he's thinking. Gerald, we talked in the last segment about some of your concerns and mine about where we are right now in America, a divided nation. You know what I'm more worried about? I want to get your comment about this. I'm more worried about what I'm calling the dishonest press than the media corrupt. And I don't want to sound like anybody else, but because I was doing it, I was saying this before anybody else was. The media, the mainstream media, is corrupt, and they've actually said, this is too important for us to not be, to be objective.
Well,
if we have a corrupt media, how can we have a nation?
We just saw three reporters were resigned yesterday from CNN.
Yep.
For planting a fake story.
Yep. Yep.
And what's happened is that again, you go back to Bill Clinton and the deregulation in 1996 Federal Communications mm-hmm. Act.
Yep.
When all of a sudden you had thousands of private ownership of radio stations.
Oh yeah,
and
that was the end.
TV
that was the end of America's radio.
That and TV.
Yep.
Because they
yep.
all of the local stations are owned, you know, by individuals as well.
I was in the middle of that. That was all that was going on when I was trying to get. I started my syndication back in 97.
That's right. 96.
I was in the middle of all
right.
that, and all the
so going
all the,
back. Going yep. back to what you were saying, and now we have six companies that control 90% of the media.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at who they call the reporters. You got little Georgie Stephanopoulos. Who is he? Wasn't he, before he landed that job, he was the mouthpiece of
political
the Clinton
operative, Bill, yeah, yeah.
Right? He worked for yep. Bill Clinton.
And now it's nothing to go back and forth.
And little Chucky Todd of Meet the Prestitutes. Oh, yeah, he worked for a Democratic senator, too.
Don't forget Chris Matthews.
Don't forget Chris Matthews. And don't forget CNN just brought this other guy, Blinken, on.
Yeah.
Foreign policy expert. What foreign policy expert? Another flunky that worked for the Obama administration.
These
are just facts. And I can keep going on both sides.
But this is the this is part of the danger, because if we don't have an objective media that will report the truth, regardless of whose ox is gored, then we can't hold these people accountable. Republicans and Democrats.
What holding them accountable? How about knowing the facts of what's going on?
That's right. I'm talking about everybody, Republicans and Democrats. Somebody's got to shine a light on these people.
Well, I'll give you an example, right? We were talking before, and I said Iranian, so I'm against that. People don't know the details of what happened. They forget what happened in the 1970s. They forget that the United States back in 1953 overthrew the democratically elected government of Mossadegh because he was a university professor, because he had the nerve to want to nationalize Iranian's oil and throw out BP, better known mm-hmm. then as Iranian Anglo Oil, and another one called Standard Oil, better known today as ExxonMobil.
Right.
And they put in a dictator, a monarch,
right.
a Shah. Yeah, and then the Savak, the secret police, you know, they had a reputation that, you know, made them equal to the SS.
But the current people in Iran are not good people.
No, what I'm saying is, though, the people don't know their history. Iran has not invaded a nation in over 250 years.
Now, Gerald, I disagree with you on that. Iran is
they
pulling
not,
the strings. They're pulling the, but they're doing it by proxy.
They're not doing anything by proxy. They're in Syria because they were invited into Syria by Assad.
You don't think Iran...
No, let me finish. Don't interrupt me, and then you could go. I'm your guest, and you asked me to come on the show. So they brought it... Assad invited them in. Assad was elected in a democratically elected government by international observers that never makes the United States press.
Yeah. I don't agree with you on some of that.
Well, that's
a fact. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you believe that the IEDs that blew up hundreds, if not thousands, of our men in Iraq were built and deployed in Iran?
No, that was the United States going into Iraq based on a war based on lies.
I don't disagree with that.
And we had no business being there.
But once we were there.
Going back to Iran, Iran has done nothing. They're supporting Hezbollah. Oh, terrorists. Not according to most nations. Hezbollah was the place where the Israelis invaded Lebanon.
This is one area.
So
that Iran, you're not
going
to
But Iran is not this boogeyman.
We're going to have to agree
we're going
to disagree
back to the media.
That. Yeah, go back
we're going
to media.
Back to the media, and we're getting one side, and that's what I'm trying to say.
Are you concerned that we're not that Americans are not holding the media accountable? We're spending so much time on Facebook that we're not holding the media responsible.
It's not a question of holding the media accountable. It's a question of being educated with the facts that we're not getting from the media.
Yeah.
We're getting one side. Let's hate the Russians. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. There's not one shred of evidence. And I study this every day, not one shred of hard evidence that the Russians hacked into the Democratic National Committee. This is our assessment. This is our opinion. This is our
judgment. So you're saying that what we've been told about what Russia has done in the most recent findings are not true?
There's not one piece of hard evidence, only assumptions.
Hold on to that thought, Gerald. Folks, don't say I didn't warn you. Keep those seatbelts buckled, I told you. It's always a wild ride with our good friend Gerald Celente. Tintil, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.